ourselves into a formal meeting. According to Rule 130 of the Rules of the National Assembly, if the chairperson of a committee is absent or unable to perform the functions of chairperson, the committee may elect another of its members as acting chairperson. Now I'm going to call for, are there any nominations for acting chairperson? I recognize Mr. Mabasa.
I nominate the Honorable Chris Ntuli to be the acting chairperson for this meeting.
Anybody second that nomination? I recognize Mentor Tetsi. Are there any further nominations? None? In that case, Mr. Ntuli, acting chairperson. Come forward, please, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. IEC. I would like to greet the members and I will just say today we are our agenda is there. Firstly, I would like to welcome everybody here and particularly our visitors. We would like to welcome everybody to say particularly the members of the Economic Development Portfolio Committee, so that this meeting is ours. So I'll request every member to participate. I'll give over to Ariko to give us the apologies so that we can be formal. Thank you, Chairperson. We've received three apologies. One from the Chairperson, Honorable Coleman, one from Honorable Nyakemba, and an apology from Honorable Holomisa as well. Thank you, Chair. Those are apologies. So can we look at our today's agenda? If you remember, members, we had public hearings where we invited all the financial institutions and SMMEs. We had the public hearing which were conducted here in Parliament, and we had many submissions, and there were verbal presentations as well. There, after that, you will remember that we interacted with all the presenters. And so it's up to us now to have a look at the report which transpired from that engagement. So as we have not tabled the report officially, today it will be the time to table this report to the portfolio committee for the members to interrogate the report and then to correct where you feel it does not represent you, and you have to add what we think is necessary to be added. We are welcoming you, Ms. Honorable Ngonyama. We would like to apologize for starting before you arrive. It will never happen again. So, Honorable Members, this is the report which has been prepared by our administration. I will need your guidance. I would like to table this officially, and you would like to go through it. We'll do it page by page to see whether there are any errors which you would like to correct, and then we try to correct whatever is needed to be corrected. Then from there, I don't think we'll be able to adopt it today, because I would like to give the members the time to go through it and see whether they can be able to effect any changes. But I will give that advice when we've finished to correct it. Honorable Dr. Rabi.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'd like you to, excuse me, I've got another meeting. I just wanted to be a forum, but I'll be at the following meeting. Please excuse me, I've got an Appropriations Committee meeting where we have to sort of pass a quarterly report. So I'd appreciate if you could excuse me, Chair.
Okay, Rabi, you are given that excuse. There is a hand from... I thought you were indicating that.
No, she was asking for documents. She now has.
Are the members all got the document? The report? The report of the Portfolio Committee on an Economic Development, on the public hearings on SMMEs, access to funding. Report as follows. That's the document we are talking about. It's like this. So do we agree, Honorable Members, that that's how we are going to proceed with our meeting? We are going to follow the agenda. Is it seconded? Okay. So can we go page by page, just to see whether the dots, commas, terms is correct. Page one, any corrections? Or you'd like me to give you 20 minutes to go through? Babu Mabas.
I think your latter suggestion makes sense, that we...
You go through. Can I give members 10 minutes to, then we'll, as we move forward, then we'll be able to effect the correction. Thank you. I think we are almost there. I requested that we be given 10 minutes, and then the 10 minutes is over. So can we start to do the corrections? Firstly, we'll do the corrections of the errors. Just say I've said commas, blah, blah, up to the end. Then we'll come back and look at the content, whether we do understand what was there, and then we'll proceed from there. Can we do the corrections, the commas, full stop, tense, Baba Mabaso, page one.
On page one, I'm just asking us to challenge ourselves on the title. When we say report of the portfolio committee on economic development on public hearings, I wonder if we shouldn't consider saying off. The first on to be replaced by off, but. Just to give it a thought, so
of,
that we don't
of the public hearing
of economic development. Court of the Portfolio Committee
of Economic Development, but I'm not sure, but I'm
that,
asking us to think. So I don't know whether I should.
Let's say it is the report of the Portfolio Committee of Economic Development.
Oh,
no,
by the way.
Actually, it is to change it, in my view.
Mm.
The report of Economic Development Portfolio Committee on the public hearing on economic. Economic Development Portfolio Committee.
Yes.
Page two, that is the line two from the bottom. In many instances, this is due to high levels of illiteracy, not high levels.
On the same page, under 3.2, the last sentence there, I'm thinking that the last words where we have discouraging to. I'm thinking it should be discouraging to applicants, so that we remove there.
Applicant.
Discouraging to applicants. But while we are there, let me apologize to take us to page one, because the third bullet from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that where it says it starts with further the committee's intention, and then the third line says intervention. I propose it should be mechanisms in the plural.
What intervention mechanism?
Yeah. In the plural.
Is that correct? You agree?
Agree.
Mr. Murray, are you with us?
Yeah.
No problem. Okay, this is. Anything on page 2?
The last sentence, actually the sentence that starts with, on the other hand, it looks like something is not quite in place there. On the other hand, maybe we should be, there will be recipients,
mm-hmm.
You know. But something is not, if we can improve the sentence.
Maybe we need to
potential participant. Maybe again on that.
the above paragraph, the last one, I don't know what to make a reflection actually. Those who are aware of the DFR, what line is that? It is the last line on the other part of the
on 3.2.
3.2. Very much so. Those who are aware of the DFR. Are unhappy with poor customer service in their office. They come from social currency in their office. Then what is supposed to be? You know, I'm listening to the CFI and applicants. And the applicants are those who are aware of the DFI. Are unhappy with the poor customer service. Poor customer service. Poor customer service. Or because they're unhappy with the customer service.
Render.
Customer service people are not poor. I'm happy with the poor customer service people on this and they move forward. In my view, because already with your unhappiness, I expect you to
be
poor.
Okay. Do you agree?
Yes. Right. Can we go to page 3? Anything on page 3? I wanted to suggest that on the recommendation under some
the recommendations focus on that is the last paragraph, Chair. on the or the first paragraph on page 3.
Recommendation focus mainly?
On the provision of training for staff in order to develop the skills required to manage and provide DFI services. I wanted to suggest that in this case we write DFI in full.
In full? Is this DFI or DFI? Yes. DFI. DFI.
Chairperson, you must just look what it says there. If it's only about DFIs, then you do that, but if it's about DFI services, you stick with DFI. So, you know, I think the focus is on services. So then you just identify it as DFI services.
Are we talking about one DFI?
Yeah, no, you're talking about various services, but DFI related services. I agree with Mr. Mallet. The issue with me is if for instance were to say recommendations focus mainly on the provision of training for staff in order to develop the skills required to manage and provide development or services provided, you see, and to manage services provided by development finance institutions.
Yes.
To make it much easier, in order to develop the skills required to manage services provided by development finance institutions. Yeah. Can I make a recommendation in that regard?
Minister, is that in the background, and it's maybe now a bit of an introspective, but there is, you know, specific with that thing in mind, because we have already referred to DFIs, and I think in the summary it already says development finance institutions identified as DFI. So if you've done that once, then you can go on with referring to the abbreviation, because you've already qualified that. So, because otherwise it's going to make it very, very long. So in that regard, that is DFI as such. I don't know if you agree.
There seems to be a plea to government. Can you remove seems and say there is a plea?
What page of that?
That's page 3.
Okay. Well, there seems to be.
There is a plea.
What page?
Page 3.
Same paragraph.
Just below the one. There seems to be. Because there is.
There is a plea.
I'm saying, Chair, that on this lament, participants who know about complain about the red tape and cumbersome processes as barriers to accessing the services.
Complain
rather than lament. The very last bullet point, poor coordination between DFIs, poor coordination between DFIs render them inefficient and ineffective.
Inefficient and ineffective.
It seems to me it's more or less the repetition of the same thing. Rather, if we're to say it's inefficient or inefficient.
There is a difference between efficient and effective.
Effective, okay. That's what I'm trying to. Inefficient
and
ineffective.
Yeah.
Or
doesn't work both.
Yeah, my English ain't my mother's tongue.
It can be efficient, but not effective.
Okay. Because I thought you wanted to say insufficient instead of inefficient. Insufficient and ineffective. I thought that's what you wanted to say. But
Can we start this?
Okay. I hope we have removed F on Randall.
You want S to help us?
This is the third bullet from the bottom.
See?
The third bullet from the bottom and go up just above some DFI stuff left.
Why don't we say DFI for the plural? Why?
DFI?
Yeah.
Yes, it is DFI.
Yeah, not I. DFI, yeah.
And just above that, the company which is there, said a potential of creating jobs towards the end, you see opportunities, and it's finally even shut. If you can say business opportunities and it finally shut down, some of its sectors and remove even.
Even?
Yeah.
Finally shut down some of its sections. You know, I can't remember which section. What is it? So we agree that we take up easy.
Yeah.
Then we go to we're on page. Oh, you mean this one? This is the last. You know, bulletproof. What? Bullet point. Right. 1, 2, 3. Bullet point. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah. The last line of bullet point. You know about bulletproof is because I was in the sub committee. So I was dealing with this bulletproof. Now they don't go away.
There was a point that was proposed by Uba Ungonyama. The last bullet, how where did we end? Where we were considering whether it's DFI or DFIs. That line on the last bullet. Just clarity of where did we end.
Yeah, come to sometimes Member William, through you, Chairperson.
Okay.
There could be an action. You said something correctly to refer to insufficient. You can have something in abundance but not being effective. I think that's what it's there.
Can I just ask them, that's just a procedural thing. I mean, should we really have a meeting about, you know, what is the, you know, the linguistic correctness of this report? Because eventually we're going to have the whole debate on, you know, no, I believe we should use it this way. No, I should, you know, and then you do it from your own perspective. Surely there should be a service that can correct us from a linguistic point of view. Because we're going to spend, with all due respect, the whole morning on issues like that and not the content. Because in my view, what our job is to look at the content, and then someone must, because I mean, English is not my first language. I think it's very few of us, it's its first language. So, you know, from an Afrikaans perspective, you know, I might put it totally different. But that is not important to me. It is whether the content, the message is correct. And really I find it a bit unproductive to talk about the linguistic correctness from each one of us's point of view. And we should focus on the content and making sure that what we have done is the correct thing. There's been, you know, the message is correct, rather than that. So that's just my input.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Murray. I think you are right. But by doing this exercise, we wanted, because at the end we are going to own. Can we have one meeting? I was saying that. I think he's correct, but at the end, this report is going to be ours. But to do these corrections, it's supposed to be done by the administration. Ours is to do the contact, but I was thinking that whilst we are doing this, we'll be able to familiarize or internalize the content whilst we are doing this, so that when we go to the content, we'll be able to go faster than we are doing now. But I think let's try to reduce the argument about the correctness of the English. Can we proceed, Babaza? I was
I was suggesting that we remove that part of the sentence which says among other proximity issues, and simply say, for instance, where there is a SAMAF and a KULA office in the same area, there is sometimes a duplication of roles and responsibilities, because it links to that issue of inefficiency and ineffectiveness.
So what do we remove?
So we remove that among other proximity issues, because it doesn't tell us, doesn't make sense really, what that among other proximity issues is.
Okay. Mabungoja, I just want to plead that we just maybe rephrase that first sentence, that for a simple mind like me, to say coordination between DFIs is poor and renders them inefficient and ineffective, rather than say poor coordination and so on. Coordination between DFIs is poor and so on.
So can we move to page 4? 5, 4. Maybe under the second group, as we finish the last, the business performance measurement scheme, then we should put on the end the comma. Where?
Thank you very much. Just a few things on this page 4. I know during the discussions on DFI, there was questions raised on, you know, about NEF, you know, whether all development finance institutions should not be put together. A National Empowerment Fund is most certainly a development finance institution. I don't see it anywhere here, also in terms of the recommendations. Then in terms of the recommendations, the sixth bullet. The recommendation there is create a network of platforms and provide SMMEs with capital, with working capital, rather than start-up finance. I don't think it was rather, it was as well as just. So in other words, the startup capital is very important, but working capital as well. So it's not only the one or the other, but it's both. That is the sixth bullet under point 5 recommendation. It says they create networking platforms and provide SMMEs with working capital rather than startup finance. So I say it is both. And one could probably say working capital as well as just startup finance, because they're giving startup finance, but they don't give working capital properly.
As
well as just startup finance. Now, the other one is just the second bullet below that. It says establish one-stop centers with SMME specialists who will empower business people with the required skills. Now, question just from my side is, Who determines that requirement, that required skills? Is it the businessman? Is it the small business person to determine what is the skills that they require? Or who determines that required skills? I've got no problem that there's a one-stop shop for that, but the only concern that I've got is that we're going to provide them services, and they're going to say, hey, that's not what I need. I need this and this.
I think we have gone to the content. I was saying that let's correct it. We'll go back
okay.
to the content.
Okay, good.
I think that contribution is relevant when we are dealing with the content.
Okay. Then just a few points below where it starts with mentorship. Just a few bullet points below. It says that mentorship can raise, I think it, we have said that mentorship will raise individual performance. So I think that is a big faith that we've got in mentorship. And I think the big need that will, that has been identified. And then just correctness that it teaches SMEs. I think we have always used the word educate. So I don't know if that is semantic, but just further in that sentence, that educate SMEs to set realistic goals.
What line is that?
That's the same one that starts with mentorship.
Oh, you say
educate SMEs. Yeah, educate SMEs is not teach. You know, it sounds like school, but it's, you know, because you're working with adults there. Thank you. Bullet point number two.
And the create conditions conducive to venture capital development. Perhaps use tax initiative and breaks to encourage risk taking. I would suggest that we say use tax breaks initiative, yeah, to encourage risk. Something like that. Tax breaks finish.
No, can I
do it? Can I
not say tax incentives?
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all, yes.
And
absolutely, we leave the rate. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
Anything on page four?
Can you get some more clarity on this public-private partnership basis?
What is that?
The bullet below mentorship. It's a set of business assessment centers that maybe through multi-purpose center, the one-stop something.
Business assessment centers or multi-purpose centers. It's a one-stop center for SMMA. But now I don't understand the public and private partnership basis. Can you
review to
that?
I finished clarity on what do you mean by saying on a public and private partnership basis?
I think what we're saying here is that there must be partnerships between the private sector and the public sector. And business assessment centers. There's obviously where government must be involved as well as private sector. So it's really focused. So that is where the public-private partnership. One can probably take out that slash because it's not either or. It is public-private. It's PPPs, triple Ps. Yeah. So that is what we're talking about. So that is what that one.
So we take out the stroke.
Yeah.
Well, we are not using one of them.
Yeah.
We are not using one of them.
Okay, got that. Yes.
Chairperson, just another corrective is that the one bullet just above mentorship, it says commit to educating business owners about general accepted business conduct, but it's also business practices. So it's conduct and practices.
Conduct and practices.
Yeah, so conduct is the way that you behave yourself, but practices is those principles that you, how you do business.
Okay. Right. Any questions? Which way?
That bullet point 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, where it says provide SMMEs with integrated support to mitigate lending risk. For instance, Taiwan focuses on research and development as important to understanding the needs of SMMEs. Shouldn't we call it research and development? Because we're implying that, but we don't say that. And then we use the example of Taiwan to say that it's actually research and development. That integrated support. So shouldn't we qualify that integrated support? What do we mean by integrated support? And that boils down to research and development. Isn't that what we are saying?
Taiwan focuses on research and development.
It obviously includes technical advice service as well. So it should be research and development and technical advice.
On bullet point 5, that is the last sentence. Taiwan focuses on research and development as important to understanding the needs of the economy. You are saying we must add the technical research and development.
That's right. What I'm saying is that integrated support that we talk about, that we refer to, that we should qualify that, because that is exactly what we imply, but we don't say it exactly. We say that is what is happening in Taiwan, so it should be R&D as well as technical advice. So we should give the background, but also...
And
to say, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you should implement it.
I'm just worried about the second bullet from the bottom. I'm worried about the use of the term ban politician. It's a term which is very... And we've gone through some of these things, and it's not the word that would like to be used on this. And rather say exclude politicians. Yeah.
We should exclude politicians.
Yeah.
From the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth line of that fourth bullet from the bottom. When it says the root is an agreed upon family of members, I'm not sure whether that is correct.
There would be an agreed panel of members.
Agreed to.
Okay.
So, page 5.
Yeah.
specific bullet, just for consistency, where it says importance should be placed on ongoing communication with SME, we continue to say SMME.
Yeah, that's double M.
Yeah.
SMME. Okay. Kilit Kalaza. Any other? If none, thank you. Okay. Can we say consequentially?
Yeah.
Do you agree? Tikelit, don't open up your own meeting. Do you agree that MM is consequentially? Okay. Page 6. Yeah. Okay.
That bullet from the sentence of public sector institutions,
uh-huh.
If you move from there to the third one, where it says non-finance is not appropriate, first of all, we remove that comma. It's not appropriate to pay building and creating world-class manufacturing SMEs. That patient forecast capital is, I'm not sure what to say.
What?
After SMME is replaced, patient forecast capital is required. That could not mean.
I think for the start committee,
yes,
although not the whole thing.
Maybe what Colleague Goroza should be proposing is a full stop under the SMME. Then from there, we must then reconsider how to structure.
Oh, yeah.
And
then we say forecast instead of patient. So forecast capital is required.
Patient forecast.
Or we just say forecast
capital.
Forecast capital is required. Agreed.
Appropriate for creation of world-class manufacturing.
You remove two things.
Okay.
Loan finance is not appropriate for creating wealth.
Okay.
You've got that one. For creating wealth, trust, manufacture, SME.
My apologies. The same sentence where it goes on to say, after it says Kula needs to consider regional private equity, shouldn't we exclude regional?
I don't know.
I'm not sure why we are saying regional.
Any other view? Can we take that to regional? What are you saying?
If
focused capital is required,
and then Kula needs to consider private equity fund.
Which target key sector. So,
making sense.
Okay, so we take out this private equity fund, which target key sector, which identified by the private trading industry. Maybe in an industry where there is any regional equity.
No.
There were not. So we thought that okay. Yes, but number.
The last bullet, I don't know whether we call it the equity in the first column to order. The circle, we need the circle.
Can we not say adhere? Adhering to best practices.
And adhere to best practices. Adhering to best practices.
I was going to say,
okay. can we say please? Agreed. Okay, so honorable members, can we start afresh then from page one, and then now with the context, we say here is supposed to be like this, here is supposed to, whether you agree with the context, the way it has been put now, we want to make sense. Because I don't want to say when you are alone, you say it does not make sense. Number one, page one. Baba.
I'm thinking that on line number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, after the line that starts with the SM, that has, however, it is also reported that SMMEs have a high failure rate due to. I think we should have a comma and say, amongst other factors, comma, lack of. So in other words, I'm proposing the introduction of amongst other factors.
Can I be a spanner in the works? This deals with access to finance and with nothing else. So we don't talk about the other things that deals with access to finance. So that is why, in my opinion, that sentence is right. It confirms that there's a high rate of failure due to a lack of access to finance, which is exactly the purpose of this. But that's again a technical thing. It's not a context thing.
Okay. What are you saying, Baba? Do you think, however, it is
there? Yeah. No. But now we must reconsider because. Member Marae could be right, but yeah. I was saying the lack of finance, you know, access to finance is not the only cause of the high failure rate. But Member Marae is suggesting that we leave it as is. I'm not. But I was just pointing out that. The number of factors that lead to failure. The last line there, is it not 0809? Where it says hard hit by the 2007/08 global financial crisis.
2008
or 2009. And, I think so. But unless Arico has
it's
taken
it,
it can't be 7 and 8.
Is that a 2007? What up to 2008? 2007, 8, 9.
Oh, okay.
So it's 2008, 9, and 8, and 8, and 9.
What do you say
about Bonya?
I was just being out of order, really.
I'm very good.
Are we
so difficult, right? Probably a very tough.
Just on that first recommendation, which is quite correct, where we say that this whole thing must be reformed, it must be looked at. Now, I'm not quite sure in which line that has come in, but I know that there was a discussion that we have asked a question, you know, when we talk about the reform, shouldn't then it be considered, what about the other DFIs that is still outstanding? Shouldn't one put all the DFIs in one under one umbrella? And there I know that we have referred to the NEF, which is most certainly also a DFI, which is obviously focused on purely black entrepreneurs, but it's entrepreneurs, and it's development finance that they must provide. So I know that we have said, you know, why are they outside? Shouldn't that be considered to be also put into one pot? The same as we have talked about the IDC's portion of the development portion, and that's why, you know, the whole idea of COOLA going in, possibly going into to IDC, and that be put under one umbrella. So the only exception will then be any if, and I'm not quite sure why.
I think, Mr. Murray, because after this, what we are doing now, it's just what we see here.
Yeah.
But you will be given an opportunity to go and go through thoroughly so that you contribute as well, because we are not going to adopt this thing today. Yes, that being the case, then why can't we be given an opportunity to go and read through it thoroughly?
No.
And then come back with some recommendations. In other words,
yeah.
I'm proposing that we close now.
I said if there's anything
you see now.
Put it so that they go and refine, but you will be given a chance to go and correct it. Then we come and adopt it the other day. So there's no rush to say let's. Okay. Number six. So your proposal, Honorable Ngonyama, is adhered to. So can we table this report officially to the committee with the necessary amendments until we meet? And Kevin Zoyan, do you propose, or we just say you have tabled, or you say you have never tabled anything? So do you agree, or there is a format?
Yeah,
there is no format. So the report has been tabled to the committee with the mutatis mutandis, and then we'll meet on the other day to adopt. But if you've got anything, you'll submit through the secretary of the committee, so that when we come, can I say to the secretary or to the researcher, I think both of you have to work on this one, as we have seen that members are complaining that they don't want to come here to do the spellings, and so it means then please come together, clean it, so when it comes here we don't being bogged down by the mistakes and the tenses. We just deal with the content. Please work close to each other. Babu Ungwenya.
Chair, I think I concur with you in everything. I just want to check, just for information, here within the precincts of the parliament, are we not having a facility for editing?
They do. They are agreeing that they watch.
If there is, I suggest that the report of this nature should actually be given to them to edit. And it's strenuous even to the researchers and the secretary to be editing, because editing is you can't write and edit yourself sufficiently. But if you give it to somebody else, that person comes quickly from it and really does a very good job. I want to suggest that next time, so that we don't sit and do this.
I'm
not taking it. Ma.
Yeah, I hear what Congressman is saying, but I'm not sure if, starting here won't be the best plan, that we do some input to correct whatever, then we do the editing with what you think was left out, maybe, because they wouldn't know what is left out when they edit. We just make our input and give it to them for editing with our input included.
Maybe we put input after editing, or we put input before editing. After editing, because they don't want to come here and edit. Yeah, so it's better to put input after editing. Yeah, they can go back and. Okay. I think, honourable members, we have done the first part. The vote of thanks is about our announcement. Secretary is giving us the invitation. Can you relay the message to the manager?
Thank you, Chairperson. It's an invite that the committee received to fire the office of the Chairperson of Economic Development. It's an invitation from the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry, invitation to attend a SACU workshop. I would like to invite your committee to attend a SACU workshop scheduled for 16 March 2011. The aim of this workshop is to provide an opportunity to review developments related to the regional integration agenda in Southern Africa, specifically with respect to the Southern African Customs Union, SACU. SACU is the oldest functioning customs union in the world, and it has a very specific history which must be taken into account when reviewing current developments. The relevant program and briefing note is attached for your perusal. The workshop has been scheduled as follows. Date, Wednesday, 16 March, 2011. Time, 9 to 1. Venue, E249. Second floor, New Wing. That's it, sir. 9 to 1, sir. Yeah. E249.
New Wing.
Yeah. So members must indicate who will be going, because we need to inform them.
The secretary would like to find out those will be attending, so that we inform them in time to
say we are coming. And then, where are the notes? You said they are attached. Where?
Yeah, I'll make copies and then I'll refer the book to the
minister. Or you'll give it to them?
Meeting,
or after this meeting? Okay. So, Mara is attending. Honorable Ngonyama is attending. Kikeleti is attending. Gavaza is attending. Baba Mabasa is attending. And Mr. Ntuli is attending. Okay. So that's it. So, honorable members and the guests, we thank you very much for participating in this meeting. And then this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
I hope you don't have any